the broadcast of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
So, to finish that scripture off that I was reading, the last part of it says, then the walls of the town will collapse, and the people will charge straight into the town. So these are the marching orders that God gave to Joshua, and Joshua is preparing to carry these marching orders out. So here again, they've already received instructions to get your provisions ready. They've already received instructions to select some men to be strong leaders. They received some instructions to cross over the Jordan River. They received some instructions to build a memorial so that all the generations and their kids and their kids' kids will see the memorial, and they will say, what do these stones mean? And it will be a reminder to what God did on that day when he stopped the Jordan River. They received some instructions to get their warriors or get their soldiers together and get them ready. They received some instructions to re-implement some of their religious traditions and customs. And here we are now. Now it's like, okay, y'all have gotten all these instructions. Y'all, the promise is right there just on the other side of that wall. That's one phase of the promise, one small piece of the promise. Now it's time to receive the marching orders to go and possess it. So here we are at a place where it's time for us to receive our marching orders. So my question to you is, are you ready to receive your marching orders? Amen. This movie, this is a scene from a movie, Glory. Many of you have probably seen this movie before. It's based on a true story of a Negro or some Negro soldiers who was being trained for battle during the Civil War. And here in this particular scene, Colonel Shaw was informing them of a proclamation that was issued by the Confederacy. And that proclamation basically says that if you catch any Negro soldiers, if they're in uniform, kill them. If you catch any white soldiers who are leading or a captain or commanding any Black or Negro soldiers, kill them. So for all of them, then it also, but beforehand, the early part, the first part of it said that if there are any armed Negroes that are captured, then they are to be returned to slavery. They are to be put to slavery. So if you have a someone who was fighting, a Negro who was fighting, but they're not in uniform, then they're going straight to slavery. But anyone who's in uniform and any white who was working with them or leading or captaining them, then they're going to be killed. All of them is going to be killed. So what it meant for this group of soldiers, white and Black, it means that when they go to battle, if they are captured, all of them are going to be killed. So they have this group of Negro soldiers. They have been through the necessary training. And what they did at this point, when this proclamation went out, they had got their provisions ready. They got their provisions ready. And so now they are ready to do what they are there to do, and that is to go to battle. They got their provisions ready. They got some men and some strong men to step up and to be leaders. They got themselves in shape. They went through the training. They got themselves healthy and in shape for the job at hand, for the battle, for the battles that they were about to take part in. They reduced anything. You know, when you go through military training, one of the things that you do is you get rid of any unnecessary stuff, and you only take on into your life those things are necessary for the job at hand, because everything else becomes extra weight. So these men have done what was necessary. Then also one of the things that they did too is they built their arsenal. They got an arsenal. At some point, they weren't messing with toy guns anymore and toy swords anymore. They got real guns, real ammo, and real swords. And then from there, they got their uniforms. They got that blue suit with them gold buttons that they were so anxious to get. We know that there was a real powerful scene where they didn't have the proper footwear, the proper boots. And once they got those proper boots, then their training just excelled to another level. You know, there were so many different things that they did to prepare themselves for this very moment that they're getting ready to embark on, this very moment that they're getting ready to move into a next stage of their assignment. And just as they're getting ready to get their marching orders, here they are at this place where they are about, they go, okay, we've done everything we got to do. It's time for us now. We're at that place. It's time for us now to go and do the work. And they get this proclamation. And they get this proclamation that basically says, if you get caught, just consider yourself dead because they're going to kill you. Now, this is enough to make anybody afraid. One of the things that I don't know if you guys paid attention to this, but every person that they showed in that clip we just watched, every person that they showed in that clip was not sleeping except one person. And that was Denzel Washington's character. Denzel Washington's character was sound asleep. Everybody is up, laying on their cots, walking around or doing something, wide awake, because so much is going through their mind about, man, here we are. We've come to this place. We've come to this place now, and it's time for us to get to work. It's war season. Remember the Romans? In their March calendar, the month of Martius, which means March, it was time for the Roman soldiers to receive their marching orders. And what that meant when the month of March came for them, it meant it's war season. So here these Negro soldiers are at this place, and it's like it's war season. This is real. There's been a proclamation that's been came down that says, kill us. So now it's either kill or be killed. And none of those guys could sleep that night. None of those guys could rest. Denzel Washington's character was sound asleep. Sound asleep. Why was he sound asleep? He was sound asleep because he knew what he signed up for. He was sound asleep because he was ready to go and do what was necessary. He wasn't thinking about dying himself. He was thinking about killing somebody. He was thinking about, this is what I prepared myself for, so let's go do it. Hey, if I get killed, okay, cool, but I'm gonna try to kill somebody in the process because we got a job to do. And the cause that they were fighting for, the cause that they were dedicating their lives for, was definitely a worthy cause. It was a cause to die for. And you know, we look at the children of Israel and they found themselves at this place where they have done what was necessary. They have done the things that God has told them to do. And now here they are at this place where they are receiving their marching orders. And it's like, okay, y'all, this thing is real. If it ain't been real up until now, well, guess what? Now this is real. This is really real. So I want to ask you guys a question. You know, when we think about those soldiers receiving those marching orders in the scene that we watched in the movie of Glory, you know, it's enough to make them afraid. Many of them were afraid. When we think about the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, and them receiving their marching orders, and they're looking at the city of Jericho, and they're looking at those tall walls that's going all the way around the city. They're looking at the gates that are locked up and there's no way in and no way out. And I'm sure they're looking at the top of those walls and seeing soldiers positioned all the way around the city on those walls. And they're looking at it like, how in the world are we supposed to defeat this? How in the world are we supposed to conquer this? And I'm sure there was some sense of fear in many of them. I want to ask you the question today, and that is, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Those soldiers in the movie Glory, they had a reason to be afraid. those the nation of Israel, when they were standing there looking at the city of Jericho, they had a reason to be afraid. So I ask you now, why are you afraid? So often people, we are on the brink of a breakthrough, and something keeps us from moving forward. We're just at that edge. We have done some things to prepare ourselves for this day. You know, there's a famous saying that comes out of the Bible for such a time as this. It comes out of the story of Esther and her uncle. I think it was Obadiah. Her uncle Obadiah had you know, she was getting ready to become the wife of the king. And her uncle Obadiah was preparing her for that. And he told her, and there were some different things that she experienced in her and through that whole series and that story. And he told her for her cause, because it was time for her to do something that was going to save the children of Israel, because that was an order and an issue that went out that they were going to be, caused a lot of them to be killed. Mordecai, not Obadiah, Mordecai, her uncle. And he told her something very special in a conversation he had with her in Israel. A lot of Israelites are about to lose their lives because of an order that came down from the head, came down from the king, came down from her husband. And he told her, you know, you were built for such a time as this. You know, there's things in your lives where you're right there on the brink of a breakthrough. You're right there on it. You were built, you were prepared for such a time as this, but something happens and something keeps you from just moving forward. You know, those soldiers, they had plenty of reasons not to move forward. They had plenty of reasons not to. Colonel Shaw said to those guys, when he read the proclamation out to them, he says, there will be full discharge papers or full discharges will be honored for anyone who don't want to do this. If you decide you don't want to do this, then you're going to get full discharges, honorable discharges, not dishonorable. You know, they had reason to be afraid. They had reason to back out. And so what's your reason for not moving forward? I want us to focus on the scriptures that I read in the book of Joshua. I want us to focus on the first verse. And that is, I'll read it again to you. It says, now the gates of Jericho were tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go in or out. The city of Jericho, the people inside the city, they were so afraid of the nation of Israel, because they're looking and they're knowing that they're out there. They've heard the story about what happened when the children of Israel came up out of Egypt and what God did and how God delivered them and how God, you know, split the Red Sea. They heard stories about when they were out there in the wilderness and how God provided for them and the different things that God did. They saw them gathering and getting their soldiers together out there. They was able to look over the wall and see the nation of Israel camped out near the city. They were able to see their soldiers out there, the nation of Israel. They was able to see their soldiers and their military out there training and preparing and getting ready, getting their weapons together, exercising, getting their provisions ready. They were watching this and wondering, what are these people doing? What are they doing out here? They're getting themselves together for battle. That's what it looks like. And they knew that the Israelites had a God that was powerful and that was strong and that would definitely be on their side when they go to battle. They were afraid of them. They were so afraid of the Israelites to where they locked the gate up. They locked the city down. They said, no one is going in and no one is going out. As the Israelites were assembling themselves to receive their marching orders, the people of Jericho were afraid of them. They were afraid to, they were so afraid they shut the entire city down. How many of you has ever experienced a city being on entire shutdown, complete shutdown?
COVID.
Well, I don't think any of us has ever experienced that before. Maybe some of our older people on here, But I don't know if we've ever experienced that before, other than last year, actually around this time, about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago. I think it was March 16th. What's this? This is 21st. Yeah, I think it was March 16th of last year when the order went out to shut the country down. And here we are on the 21st. So this time last year, there was nothing moving. There was nothing moving. The city was on shutdown. The country was on shutdown. You couldn't get in or out. The city of Jericho saw the Israelites assembling themselves and getting ready, and they went on complete lockdown. Those soldiers in the movie Glory, they were read that proclamation, and they had reason to be afraid. They had reason to back out. They had reason to not want to move forward. I want you to know that the enemy is just afraid of you as you are them. There are some things,
amen,
that's on the other side of the promise that God has for you. There are some walls that have been built to keep you from the promises that God has for you. There are some gates that's been shut up, locked down, to keep you from the promises that God has for you. And I want you to know that you have been built and prepared for such a time as this. And whatever is making you afraid, whatever is keeping you from moving forward and going to that next place, then I want you to know, and all the reasons that you might have to be afraid, all the reasons that you might have to be nervous, I want you to know that the enemy is just afraid of you as you are of them. Those people were, I'm sure the Israelites were like, okay, y'all, this is real. We finna go to battle. It's more of them inside of that city of Jericho than it is of us. Their army is stronger and larger than our army. But here we go. We're getting our marching orders. And I'm sure those Israelite soldiers were a bit afraid. But God told them, they afraid. Them people on the other side of that wall, they are afraid. The enemy is just afraid of you as you are of them. So, okay, what are we going to do? They have that, you know, so here's the deal. The job or the promotion that you have been trying to get, or that you've been hoping for it, or that you've been desiring, or that you've been hesitant about pursuing, I want you to know that it's yours. You know, that expansion of your business or whatever it is, I want you to know that it's yours. You know, whatever it is, maybe it's that new home that you've been searching for, the new home that you've been desiring. I want you to know that it's yours. Whatever is for you is for you. The children of Israel knew that whatever was on the other side of that wall in the city of Jericho, whatever was in there, it was for them. Why did they know that? Because God promised it to them. But there was some people that was trying to keep them from possessing it. There was some people that's trying to keep them from getting it. You know, that job that you've been pursuing, or that promotion that you've been pursuing, there's somebody that don't want you to get it. There's somebody that wants to put some type of fear or intimidation in you, to put something in the way of the distraction or whatever, to keep you from getting that thing that has been promised to you. That new expansion of your business, somebody don't want you to do it. There's competitors out there and they want to keep you back. They want to hold you back. That new home, guess what? Somebody else trying to get that home. That new home, somebody else trying to beat you out. Where you at? Somebody trying to keep you where you at, because where you at, maybe they getting rich off of you. They don't want you to leave. They don't want you to change. There's somebody or something that's holding you back. I want you to know that whatever is for you is for you.
Amen. Amen.
Fear will keep us from moving into the next phase. Here's something else that will keep us from moving into the next phase. When it comes to trusting in God and carrying out the instruction that he gives us, sometimes we get afraid of that. We get afraid of not, we don't, so we can be afraid of the enemy. We can be afraid of the people that's trying to keep us back or don't want us to have that job or don't want us to have that new expansion in our business or don't want us to have that next level of education or don't want us to have that new home or that whatever it is that it might be. There are some people, there are some forces that don't want us to have this. But also, here's another area too. Another area, when it comes to trusting God, sometimes we get afraid, and we get afraid because we aren't certain that what, if this doesn't go right, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if this thing don't work out? You know, we've got some instructions from God. Okay, God, you've given us instructions, but what happens if this don't work out? Have you ever felt like this? Maybe some of you, if y'all feel like me, you know, maybe you feel, you know, maybe we feel the same in this area, but have you ever felt that the way that God is telling you to do something is not the way that you would actually do it yourself? I don't know if y'all understood that, but let me say it to you one more time. Have you ever felt like the way God is telling you to do something is not the way that you would actually do it yourself? I have, many times. God told the nation of Israel to march around the city one time, once a day for 6 days. He said, okay, guys, here are your marching orders. You ready? Y'all been prepared for this? I told you to get your provisions together. You got your provisions together. I told you to get your men together. You got your men together. I told y'all to build up your arsenal. You got your arsenal together. I told y'all to get in shape, stay healthy. Y'all in shape, y'all stay healthy. Y'all did what I told y'all to do. Y'all did these things, okay? Now it's time to receive the marching orders. Now it's time to go to work. Now it's war season. Okay, y'all ready? Here we go. First marching order. I want you to walk around the city. I want you to march around the city once a day for 6 days. I'm sure that, what? Wait. Okay, wait. God, wait a minute. What are we doing that for? What are we doing that for, God? If it was me, I wouldn't have planned that. I wouldn't have planned it that way. I would have did something different. God, if that was me, I think I would have just, you know, try to charge the gates and bust them down, get some big logs and build a ramming rod thing and try to just bust the doors down or something like it. God, if it was me, I would try to build some real good, powerful bow and arrows and shoot it at them soldiers that stand on top of that wall. God, if it was me, man, there ain't nobody invented the cannon yet, but give us some great. If it was me, I'll try to come up with an invention and maybe invent a cannon and blow a hole in that wall or something like that. God, if it was me, God, I don't know if I would march around the city once a day for 6 days. I don't know how that's going to work, God. But guess what? God don't do things normal. Have y'all figured that out yet? God don't do things the way we would do things. God do things differently. He do it in his own way, and he do it in his own time. I remember, and I might have shared this story with you guys before, but I remember when I was in the process. Actually, we had made the decision to move to Memphis and to start this church. And we were still living in Des Moines at the time, and we were in Memphis, I think for a family reunion, just before, you know, we made the move. And myself and some of my cousins, Andre and Baby Reg, and some of us, we were sitting out at a hotel and out at the pool at a table just one night, just hanging out and just talking. And I was sharing with them about this decision that we were making to move to Memphis to start this church. And my cousin, Baby Reg, he said this to me. He said, Byron, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I don't think you're hearing from God. I don't agree with that. He said, man, you got a nice home, nice family. You got a nice job. He said, you're a nice. He said, man, don't come back to Memphis. He said, don't come back to Memphis. He said, ain't nothing here for you. He said, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I'm like, Reg, calm down. And then my cousin, Andre says something that was really powerful. He said something that was really, you know, eye-opening to me. And it really showed me God. And it really showed me, and it's not to brag or boast or, you know, pat myself on the back and nothing like this. It's just a reality of some things that's happened in my life and how God has really just impacted my life and changed my life and helped me through a lot of different situations. And me, you know, giving in to let God help me with a lot of situations. Andre said this. He said, Baby Rich, he said, look at Byron's life. He says, ain't nothing normal about his life. And I looked at Andre like, what are you talking about? He said, man, I mean, just think about it. There's a lot of, he said, Byron, you go through a lot of things in your life. And he said, a lot of stuff ain't normal, man. He said, it just ain't, you know? And I was like, wow, dude, you know? And what he was saying was the things that God, how God has just, you know, impacted my life and blessed my life and changed my life and, you know, moved me forward and excelled me in a lot of different things. It wasn't normal. And I didn't do it the normal way. I didn't do it the way everybody else was doing it. I just simply, when I felt like I heard God, when I felt like, okay, God was leading me, I just gave up everything and just went. I was like, okay, this is what I believe God is telling me to do. Okay, I don't know, just do it. And it would work out. It would work out. It would be, you know, my point is this. I know that some things that God has impressed on you, some promises that God has laid out before you, some things that he has put on your heart, some things that he has prepared you for and that you have prepared yourself for. You have worked hard to get to where you're at right now. And it's like there's a next step. There's a next level. There's a next phase that's right there. Right, you're right on the edge of that thing. And yet you just haven't moved to that place just yet. And it's like, okay, what is it going to take for you to go ahead and take that leap? Go ahead and take that next step. Go ahead and take that jump. And I know you might be afraid. And God is saying, okay, this is how I want you to do it. I want you to do it this way. And you'd be like, God, that don't make sense now. That's not normal, God. That's not how I would do it, God. When has God ever made sense, though? Not that often. But here's the thing. When you do what God tells you to do, even when it don't make sense to you, the outcome is far greater than what you could ever imagine. He said that he would do, far greater than you could ever possibly imagine. And what the children of Israel experienced, when they experienced this, it was far greater than what they ever could have imagined. Far greater than what they ever could have imagined. And then I'll go ahead and give you the rest of the story on this, and that is the children of Israel, they marched around the city for 6 days, and each day they would march around the city one time, and on the seventh day, as we read in our scriptures, they marched around the city seven times, and then at the end of the seventh time, they were to blow the ram's horns, and when they blow the ram's horns, then the people would shout as loud as they can. And when they shouted as loud as they could, it said the walls of that city came tumbling down. I'm sure that Joshua had no idea that those walls was gonna come tumbling down. He knew God was gonna do something, but he didn't know what. At least there's no indication in the Bible that tells us, at least at this point, there's no indication that tells us that Joshua knew what was gonna happen once he carried out these marching orders. There was no indication that the nation of Israel knew what was gonna happen, you know, at this point by carrying out these marching orders. But when they shouted, those walls come tumbling down. And I just want you to know that you may not know exactly what's going to happen, how it's gonna happen, but you know you are receiving some instructions from God and you're receiving some marching orders. And here's the thing, regardless of our fear or uncertainty in God, and he might not doing it the way we do it, you know, because of our fear of our uncertainty in God's instructions, what happens, it causes us to waver in our faith. And we begin to doubt and have a hard time in trusting God. And I just want to encourage you, trust him. Just even if you're afraid, just trust him. Just do it. Just you know, like Nike say, just do it, right? Just do it. God has instructed us at the beginning of the year to do some things in getting our provisions ready. He's instructed for our men to become greater leaders or stronger leaders in our families and in our church. So we as men, we need to step up And we need to become stronger leaders in our homes and in our church. He's instructed us to stay healthy. He's instructed us to reduce our personal debt and to build an arsenal, and also to get involved in local politics. These are some instructions that God has given us in preparing us for this time that we're at right now. So if you were to grade yourself on these things right now, how much progress have you made? Speaking of the men, if you was to grade yourself on becoming a stronger leader in your home and in the church right now, and we started in January, and so these specific instructions, I unveiled them to us, I believe, in lesson 3 of the series, Keep the Change, the series that we did in January. So toward the end of January, we got these instructions. So since then, up until now, if you was to grade yourself, men, how would you grade yourself? What type of progress have you made in becoming a stronger leader in your home and also in your church? If you was to grade yourself right now, all of us, if we was to grade ourselves on keeping ourselves healthy, what have we done? What type of improvements have we made there? Have we started working out? Have we started, checking our eating habits? Have we started doing some type of things to keep ourselves healthy mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically? What have we done? What type of progress have we made? We've been given these instructions. As a soldier getting prepared, like those soldiers in the movie Glory, they were given instructions to get their provisions ready. They had to work out. They had to condition themselves physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all of that. They had to prepare themselves because they was getting ready for war. They had to commit themselves to be the leaders that they needed to be. They had to step up. And so we have to step up. We have to grade ourselves to see what our progress is. If we never grade ourselves, we're never actually sure about the progress that we're making or not making. If we was to grade ourselves on reducing our personal debt, where would we be? Where are you? Where are you with that? In building your arsenal, where are you with that? In getting involved in local politics, where are you with that? And right now, maybe it's just the beginning of just making yourself aware of what's going on by watching, reading, and paying attention about what's going on locally in our politics. Maybe it's not time yet to put our hand in it, but maybe it's time for us to educate ourselves and inform ourselves about what's going on so that when we do put our hand in it, we can put our hand in it being informed. If you haven't made any progress, or if you've made very little progress, ask yourself the question, why? Why haven't you made any progress? Why have you just made a little progress? Is it because of your fear of trusting God? Or is it because of what's on the other side of that wall? That wall of the promise that God has already made to you. Maybe you're looking, you see your promise, you know your promise is just right there, and you just need to get over that wall to that promise. Maybe you haven't made the progress that you need to make because you're looking at that wall and you're just standing there staring at it and be like, man, I don't know about this. Maybe you're just having problems just trusting God in it. I don't know what the answer is. You have to ask yourself that question. You have to answer that question for yourself. God is ready to give us our marching orders to navigate us through this year. If you are afraid, know that your enemy is just as afraid as you are. Just as you are afraid of them, they are afraid of you. If your faith is wavering, ask yourself the question, does God do anything the way I would do it? Probably not. Marching around that city was not normal, and it didn't make any sense. When you've done things exactly the way that God has told you to do them, what is the outcome? What is the outcome? When you do things exactly like God has told you, I was talking to, many of you know, Travis Patterson. We do a lot of work together. I do a lot of his photography and video. work for his real estate company. And me and Travis was talking a couple weeks ago. We was on a job together, and he was telling me about some of his new agents. And some of them are not progressing at the rate that, you know, he would hope that they would progress, or they're not progressing at the rate that they were hoping that they would progress at. And he tell him, he said, look, I gave you the template. I gave you the instructions. If you don't follow the instructions, there ain't nothing I can do to help you. You got the instructions. Here are the instructions. These instructions, this template is a road to success. It's been tried. It's been proven. I've tried it. I've proved it. I got other agents in this business that have tried it and proved it. And they are multi-million-dollar agents. Multi-million-dollar agents. They're selling over $1 million a year in properties. It's tried, it's tested, and it's proven to work. If you want to be successful, here are the instructions. Follow these instructions. When it comes to God, God is saying, look, I got the ticket. I got the ticket. And here it is. All you have to do is follow the instructions. And when we follow the instructions, the outcome is going to come far greater than we ever could have imagined. God's saying, trust him. Trust him. Winter is over. Spring is here. It's war season. It's time to get to work. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee, 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast on Facebook and YouTube next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.